Like I say, we're glad to be here tonight. Appreciate this, another privilege. Opportunity to be here. We're glad to have you here in our service tonight. Just ask you to pray for just a minute. Don't feel like we'd stand very long this evening, but nonetheless, we pray the Lord's will might be done in the service tonight. I'm going to read you one verse. Probably as familiar of a verse as there is. I need your prayers. I don't know altogether what we'll do. It's more than probably a fella can preach on in several meetings, as far as that goes. But I got a thought tonight. John 3:16.
Come on, somebody.
Said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I know tonight, I really do. I know that verse is probably known worldwide. It's advertised probably more than any other verse in the Bible, even in the midst of the world. And I know tonight that we all understand, I believe we understand what the Scripture is talking about here. But I got just a thought that we'd like to leave with you. Lord, help us. For just a minute. You know, we all face things. We all go through things. Some things we just don't understand. Maybe you do. But a lot of folks don't really understand why things happen like they do. And I don't really have an answer for it all on that part. But I want to talk about something tonight that each and every one of us can have part in. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I want to talk tonight, God help us, about giving. Giving. What God has given to us. You know, it would be enough tonight, and it is enough, that he gave his Son. That's enough. That was the plan. The Bible says from the beginning that the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Brethren, it was in the plan that God gonna give his Son. Give. Now, you might think tonight, well, preacher, I've give. I wonder how many of us have give, and I mean really give. Have you give till it hurts? There's some things, brethren, that me and you, even through scriptural times, brethren, there's been people that have give their life for their friend or their neighbor. but God gave His Son for the world. Brethren, and that world was a lost world. It was not yet saved. It didn't have salvation. It didn't know the means, brethren, of sin not being imputed unto them. They didn't know that. Brethren, their sins were imputed unto them. But He gave life for death. Uh-huh. Did He not? Yes. Glory. There's some things, brethren, that I honestly believe tonight that it's going to take from us to give till it hurts tonight. If you're going to please God, you're going to have to give of yourself, my friend. Yes, you are. Bible says over in the book of Romans, I believe it is, the 12th chapter. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service tonight. Woo! Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable, thank God, will of God tonight. Woo! Think about it. Think about it. You say, preacher, I can't live like they used to. You don't have to. But brethren, you've got to live that's pleasing in the house of your master tonight. And He is your master. If you love the Lord, you'll give something. You'll give something, and you'll give till it hurts. You most certainly will. Brethren, all giving, my friend, ain't monetary. Do you know that? No, it's not. And it takes that. I promise you it does. But I'll guarantee you there's things that we can give. And brethren, there's nobody else can give what you do tonight. Woo! No, sir. There's nobody, my friend, that can take your place in this. Did you know there's a lot of people, and I've heard them say that, brethren, whether you'll have it or not, my friend Paul was his own man between him and God. And so was Peter. Paul couldn't do Peter's work, and Peter couldn't do Paul's work tonight. Couldn't do it. Brethren, Peter probably wouldn't have done it. But Paul did. He said, I'm one called out of due season. Yes, sir. He had a calling. Brethren, if we had just abide in the calling that we're called in tonight, we'd be a blessing. Wouldn't we? We'd be a blessing. You know how you receive blessings? Be a blessing. I'll promise you. There's not ever been a time, brethren, that I've ever went and visited someone that, honest to goodness, I went to try to be a little help to them. And brethren, I left there, thank God, blessed, my friend. I believe the help come to me. Honestly, give. Give till it hurts. You might say, preacher, we don't do that. Yes, you do. If you want blessed, If you want to receive the blessings from the Lord, you'll give. You'll give of yourself. Do you know that the Lord knows how to use every one of us? Brethren, that every one of us is an individual. And brethren, it makes no difference what your age is. My friend, God's got something for you to do tonight. You might be the spark. Thank God that lights the fire tonight. Woo! There's some things, my friend, glory. You might think it's just a little strange, but I'll just be honest with you. Thank God, I feel a little bit too much good to preach, just to be honest with you. Woo! You might not understand that. I tell you, I've wrestled all night long. Yes, I have. I've wrestled. And my friend, the Bible said that Paul, and my friend, he fought with beasts at Ephesus. Brethren, them beasts was two-footed beasts. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. Now, I'm not saying nothing for nothing, my friend. I couldn't go to sleep, thank God. It just wouldn't last night, but last night was worse than the ones before. Glory to God! Glory to God! And my friend, I'm glad sometimes that I can't sleep. Hey, yes, sir. That might be strange to you. And my friend, but I'm going to be honest with you. And my friend, God wants me and you to be givers tonight. Yes, He does. Do you know that Abraham come to the place that he is going to give his son?
Yes.
His only son. His son of promise. You said, preacher, he had another son. Yeah, but he wasn't a son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. And brethren, it was going to be in Isaac that his seed be carried on. Yes, sir. The scripture teaches us so. But when God took Abraham and he said, you go yonder to a place that I show you. He said, there I want you to offer your son. Woo! Think about it. Brethren, I want you to know, I believe with all my heart, brethren, that Abraham was ready, my friend, to give his son before he ever got there. Or he'd have went the other way. Don't you think? Brethren, they was there at the place and Abraham told them service. He said, y'all stay here.
Come on.
Thank God.
Come
he
on.
Said, well, me and the son will return after a while. Woo! Glory! My friend, but he is ready, folks, to give his only son tonight. Yes, he was. There's some things, I don't know. I can't pinpoint what it is that you need to do, but I'll say this. There's something, brethren, in you that needs to be given. Yes, sir, you've held on too long. Held it back till held it in, covered it up, whatever it is you want to talk about. But brethren, they something needs to be given from you tonight. Yes, sir. Bible said that Abraham and Isaac had started up the mountain. Y'all know the scripture. And Isaac looked at his father and he said, Father, he said, we've got the fire. He said, we've got the wood. He said, where is the sacrifice? Where is the sacrifice? Isaac had seen some things. In his father, my friend, Abraham, he had saw an altar built more than once. He knew what was going on. Brethren, but Abraham said, God shall provide himself a lamb, thank God. Woo! A lamb, my friend. Did they not go on top of the mountain? Did he not prepare the altar? Did he not stretch out his son upon the altar? You know the scripture don't give any indication, my friend, that Isaac murmured or complained or even asked anymore. And the Bible says that Abraham had drew back the sword and was about to do away, give his son. And a voice came to him. Yeah? Said, do not. Do not, said yonder in the bush is a ram. Huh? Yeah. Brethren, you don't think God will provide? But there's some giving on our part. There's some giving that's got to come from us, folks. Brethren, for God to really move and brethren, really bless us tonight, whether you'll have it or not, He wants you tonight. Yes, He does. That's what the 12th chapter of Romans says. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Him, which is your reasonable service. It ain't hard, folks. It ain't hard. It must be a reasonable service. They ought to be something that comes out of you, my friend, that gives, and it gives, and you can't help it tonight. Woo! It flows out of you. It goes out of you. Brethren, it's where your blessings and where your life is tonight. Yes, it is. God give, did He not? Given. He has given His Son. He gave His Son. Given. There's a lot of folks that, you know, don't understand what it is to give. The Bible says that they was them in that day that they is coming by and they is giving. Were they not? Giving of their abundance. That's what he said. There's this little widow woman that cast in two mites.
Yes, she did.
Didn't look like much, did he?
No.
But she gave it. And he said she's given more than they all. More than they all. Why, preacher? Because she gave all she had tonight. Woo! Think about it. Brethren, if you give it all, see if God won't bless you tonight. He'll do it. He'll do it. Give. Given. Do you know, I'll say again, probably one of the most quoted and one of the most showed scriptures in the world, John 3:16. And most folks can quote it. But a lot of folks never, ever realize what it really means. That's a shame. Now, I told you I wasn't going to stand very long. I'm not. There's some things sometimes that we can overdo. Do you know that? You, preacher, what do you mean? I know what it is to preach an hour better sometimes. But you know, it don't take it all the time. If you'll leave here tonight and think about what you've give of yourself to the Lord, that the Lord might put it to use. Ain't that what He done when He give them the talents over there? Huh? He give them some talents. And the Bible said there's one had five, one had two, and one had one. Did it not? Mm-hmm. One that had five put them to use, gained five more. One that had two put them to use, gained some more. One that had one, what'd he do? What'd he do? He didn't use it. Did not? He was given a talent, was he not? And the truth of it is, we all been given a measure of faith, a measure. You know, I'll not get into that. The Bible says that that man that give the one, when the master come, he said, I've got it yonder, hid in the earth. He come and they give it to him, didn't he? And he said, thou shouldest have put it to use. Did he not? Thou shouldest put it to use. I believe he called him an unprofitable servant. Unprofitable servant. It didn't end well with him. So you better, might ought to think about what the Lord's give you. You know what the Lord owes us tonight? Zero. Zero. We ask for a lot of things, but you know what the Lord really owes us tonight? Zero. He gave it all, didn't He? He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us. If you do, you mind the Lord. Mind the Lord.